Listening Library presents Zigzag Kids, Book 3, Flying Feet, by Patricia Riley Giff, read for you by Everett Plenn. Chapter 1, Friday. Charlie counted in his head. 3, 2, 1. Bring! The 3 o'clock bell. It was time for afternoon center. Everyone was going outside today. Some kids were playing basketball. Some kids were doing a potato race. Charlie had a new invention. Wait until everyone saw it. They'd be yelling, "Charlie! Charlie!" He was even wearing his brother Larry's good luck t-shirt. Larry was in high school now. He'd gone to the zigzag school, too. He'd read every book in the library, even the boring ones. The teacher still remembered him. Larry's shirt said "Wishbone" on the collar. Charlie was wishing all right. Wishing his invention would work. Charlie grabbed his bag. "Come on, guys," he yelled. "Invention time." He raced downstairs and outside. A bunch of kids raced too. "Wait up, Charlie," Destiny called. Today she had braids and beads all over her head. Bibi, a new girl, was with her. Her hair was the color of a carrot. "I don't hear very well," she told Charlie. She flipped up her curly hair. He could see little tan circles in her ears. "Hearing aids," she said. "They help me hear better." Charlie leaned against the wall to wait. The school was long and yellow. The bricks were warm. Bibi was still talking. "My name is Bibi, like two bees." Charlie nodded. He could see Ramon, the college helper. Ramon was bouncing balls at the handball court. Sumiko burst out the door. "I'm here." She had a book in her hand. It had a bunch of Japanese...